Johannes, you can ask the question, yes, about Rabbi Born. Yes.
I wanted to find out what Rabbi Born really means when, because I know in Hebrew it talks about Olam, but the English translation says it is eternity, but Olam is the world, and I just want to understand the world in our hearts and eternity in our hearts. What is the difference?
Beautiful, beautiful question, Yannis. And Rabbi Born says, and he quotes from Ecclesiastes 3:11, Gam et ha'olam natan belibam. Also the world he gave in the heart. And he says, Al tikra ha'olam. Don't read the term, those letters, as ha'olam, as the world in English, but he'alem, yes, without the sound of o, olam, is he'alem, the concealed. So, this is the advice to read the verse, also the concealed, also the secret. He gave in the heart. This is
an interesting read. Yes. I remember in Torah, there is one verse that says that the secret thing belongs to the Lord, but the revealed belongs to us.
Our sons, yes?
Yes.
Yes, it's, I think, from Deuteronomy. Ve'anistarot la'ashem Elokeinu. Yes, to the being.
I think it's 29:29, Deuteronomy.
Yes, can you read the English, please?
Just a minute. I'm going to the Hebrew Bible.
Yes.
It's Deuteronomy 29:29.
Yes. It is, here it says 29:28. Here the Hebrew says, Hanistarot, the hidden, the concealed, La'ashem Eloheinu, to the being, our God. Our God is the being. This is an excellent question because our God is being. So, Hanistarot, the hidden, the concealed, La'ashem Eloheinu, to the being our God, ve'haniglot, and the revealed, lanu, to us, ulevaneinu, our sons, our children, ad olam. Yes, until the world, until eternity. La'asot et kol divrei ha'Torah hazot, to do all divrei. What is dvar ha'Torah? The words of the Torah. Yes? So we have Nistarot, Anistarot, La'ashem Eloheinu, to the being our God. This is why Rabbi Born says, don't read in Ecclesiastes the term as Ha'olam, as the world, but read it as He'alem, the hidden and the concealed. The concealed he gave in the heart. The revealed is the thought usually. This is why he says, Haniglot lanu levanenu, to us and to our children, to our sons, yes? And the hidden is in the heart.
Okay.
The linear thinking is revealed. This is why he says the revealed is to our and to our sons, not in just genealogy, in terms of family relations. It's not about that. The revealed is the linear. It is clear from A to B, the steps. It's linear. But the hidden, yes, Yanis?
The reveal is linear, but the hidden
is non-linear. It's parallel. It's not linear. The hidden is not rational. It's not mental logic. So the brain goes linearly. It's just how it is built. It is programmed like this. But the heart is non-linear. Because the heart, in the heart there's the being. It's not linear. Now it is better, you feel like you have deeper relation to the verse?
Yeah, very much.
Good. Good. Any other question?
No, I just find that what he said was rather amazing, especially when he talks about Genesis 1:1, when he said that God created the heaven and the earth, actually everything that was needed for all things was already created in that. In just that sentence.
Yes. Once there is, we look at it, at the verse, created the heaven and the earth, and we think about the heaven and the earth like sky and ground, but it's duality once there's appearance here. Yes, once there is appearance here, everything is already prepared. Once there's a birth, it doesn't matter if it's a human birth, it's a kitten birth, everything is already prepared.
Essentially, essentially, there is no lack, but the lack is always in the mind. So.
Yes, yes. There's a courthouse in the mind, in the brain. There's a courthouse. And the attorney always comes with leading line of there's a lack, there are problems, there are conflicts, everything is unresolved, yes. This is how it is. This is how it is planned. But the heart is the heart. In the heart, there's a deep connection to the infinite. The brain is just an external processor. It's like CPU. Yes. Rounds very fast, process it. 1 second, Yanis. Abraham. Everyone speaks about Abraham. The story starts from Lech Lecha. He's a great modern man. in our perspective, he calculates very fast. He controls all the fields of knowledge, astronomy, astrology, great mathematics. He can calculate everything, this against that. Knowledge that we in our times do not dream that we shall have under our hands. But this knowledge does not bring him anywhere. He's very frustrated. The knowledge makes people very heavy. The four letters of Abram, Aleph Bet Resh, Avar, Aleph Bet Resh, is Oferet. Oferet is the metal in English we call lead. It is very heavy. It is very, very heavy. And he is locked in his calculations. He is just locked there. Whatever comes to the brain, to the mind, as an offering, comes immediately parallel another calculation. So there's a great fight there. A storm of fire. U kasdim. U is also fire. Not O as light, but O, burning fire. And when he is calculating so roughly all the time that the calculation creates demonized world inside. It is impossible to live like that. And then there's a voice says, Lech Lecha. The voice usually, Bat Kol, or Bat Kol, they call it in Hebrew, Bat Kol. Or when the Hashem is speaking, so to speak, is the voice that comes from the source before it is processed in the brain. It says, Lech Lecha. Go out from your calculation. It's impossible. Go out of your head. Rosh, head. Resh, yes, as the value of 200. Again, duality. The head, the brain can catch only dualistic object, subject. And he's just getting mad in his calculations and thought. In this case, he's a very ultra-modern man. Sitting with AI, calculating charts, numbers, and so on. But the more he calculates, the more he is getting upset and heavy. Because he's trying to catch life in a thought, in a number, in a name. It doesn't work. Life cannot be conceived. It's open. Being is open. It's not closed in man's mind or concept. Therefore comes the sound from the heart. Lech Lecha. The only way is to walk. Once we walk, yes? Foot, left, right, left, yes? There's a new spirit comes, new air comes, and then touch reality. Yes? And the demonized... let's say chamber is slowly steaming out and there's okay. There's nature, there's air, different impressions are coming. It's not this jail of the mind. Abram is a very, very modern man. The prototype, now we don't speak about historical Abraham, but this prototype of I can calculate everything, I can conceive everything. One second, Yannis. And then he hears this voice, Lech Lecha, go out from your calculation. It's just madhouse. Just leave this madhouse inside. This is the meaning of Lech Lecha. Ur Kasdim is not just a geographical territory. U is a fire. Kasdim, they translated it as the Kasdim is like ancient people or civilization. Keshedim, like that the fire inside the head is just terminal. He is being burned by his own processing brain. And he leaves. He's going out of Ukasdim and they arrive Haran. But Haran again is not geographical. Space is a place of anger. Okay, he leaves this madness, but he still there's a lot of anger. Rage. Because still the senses okay, the brain is relaxed, but still the senses are catching, so to speak, reality. But senses brings only, how do you say? Some kind of an information, and the brain again claims it. I am not just seeing, the brain claims I'm the seer, I'm the feeler. So I am the hearer, I'm the toucher, so I own the senses, therefore, yes, there's a sense of owning and brings a lot of anger. Every sense of owning that we have brings a lot of anger with it. Because it brings also a a sense of control, and it's not true. So again, they have to leave Haran, or he leaves Haran with Sarai. Anger. Haran, Harun Af, anger. When people are angry, they say, sometimes you see in cartoons, they like smoke coming out of their nostrils. Haran, Harun Af, when people are angry, the fire is going out. The fire that is in the mind is going out through the nostril. The nose becomes very red, like if they have a smoke coming from their nose. To take out the steam. They continue from there. First comes the calculation. Okay, so he walks from calculating, just walks, but there's still the senses. The senses like animals. Also animals have senses. They see, they smell, they touch. But there's a sense of I'm owning the senses, therefore I know, and I know it should have been that or this, and it brings a lot of anger because we don't have any control. And also he leaves Haran. It's not a territory, it's inside, just this constant dropping those false beliefs. That we can calculate, that we can grasp. What can we calculate? What can we grasp? In 10 meters sight, how long can you see when it's foggy? Sometimes the phone, when there's a fog, they say, on the phone you can see only 6 meters. And even there's no fog, how far can we see without telescope? We can't. So a certain humbleness comes with it, or recognition. So in this case, Abraham is an ultra-modern man. And to leave Ukasdim and to leave this heaviness, your calculations are not everything. And with this calculation, how can you even move? How can you walk this heaviness? And the demand for children and seeds and more seeds and owning. This is it's a prototype of modern man. It's a beautiful, people are somehow maybe missing this point, but it's a prototype. It's not for nothing that it is written. This is a prototype. This is how we behave. 2 days ago there was like sudden rain. They informed us that it will arrive at midnight, and before dawn there was like very, very heavy rain, and there was like flooded, the canals were flooded and so on. So when we took the bus, the bus driver already changed information with the opposite line, and he says, here, you cannot drive through the canal, it's flooded, it's closed, and take another route. Who can control this? Sudden rain. They informed people and so on. Also, the bunkers were open because of the alert from Lebanon and so. And it just happens in the moment, another bus driver appears and says, hey, the canal is closed, we cannot drive. It happens. We cannot calculate everything, like rain, I don't know, missiles attack. We can't prepare or something. There is a sense of, since the brain is just processing all the time, this is what it does, processing and shooting information. It's just a great, this is the master of the universe. No, it's just a calculator. Just calculator. The interesting thing, that if you take the two words, lech lecha, go to your own sake for yourself, lech lecha is written from right to left, but if you take it from left to right, it's kaf lamed, it's calculus, kalkal, kalkal, in Hebrew, kalkalai, economy, is from calculation. So, just opposite your direction of thinking, instead of calculating, yes? Just walk. It's the same letters, kalkal, you know? Kaf, lamed is calculus, like in the same English, calculus, it comes from here. So go out of your calculation, you cannot calculate, just walk. Yes, and Rabbi Bon says very, very interesting things. Just this one sentence that he says, that everything is already prepared. Let's say you need to take an air flight. How do you say? You come to the airport, yes? Let's say someone needs to take a flight, he comes to the airport. Yes, he takes a bus or a taxi to the airport, but everything is there. The car, the driver, gasoline, air condition, the trees that they are traveling through, those boulevards, the airfield is ready, the airplane is ready, the pilot, the stewards, the ground team, the tower, connections. We just don't... Let's say someone has to go to an airport, but the airport is already built. And the airplanes, and the pilots, and the teams, and the shop, and the pass control, and it's already prepared. The movie just moves, but it's already there. Yesterday I was at a bookshop and I asked for Heidegger, if they have one of Heidegger's books and on the shelf they do not have. So the clerk there opened, how do you say, a request, and they will try to find if they have it in their warehouse somewhere. And they will, if they will find a copy, they will inform us, and I shall be really happy to read from Heidegger about the language in our sessions. The language speaks through us. Then the brain claims the spoken words and the ideas and said, I am the thinker. I was capable of connecting those words into sentences. Yes. But the language already knows before us what is going to be said. It is so, so fast. It is so, so fast happening. The brain can have many storms inside. This is what the brain does. Put one version of life against another. One's human against another. And judges all the time. But suddenly when there's a speaking, comes something, it's not even something, comes in a different stream. And it's not from the fire of the brain, it is just from the spring of life, the source of life. And it's completely different. It's just completely different. It's not of a making, because our thoughts, not that we are the thinkers, it's just of a making. But conversation is happening at the moment, without precalculus. Comes from the heart. Sometimes if you notice when people like prepare speeches, they prepare them from paper, and they hold the paper in front of their hand and read line by line. It is very dry because it's calculated already. And puts people on pressure because they want to perform well, they want to read it word by word, and they want to complete or finish it as they see it as a complete work on page and so. It brings a lot of stress. But the trust, when there's a trust, there is no need to hold the paper. It just comes from the heart. Through the heart. Questions, Yanis?
No, I'm fine.
Thank you for this correction in the post. I'm very thankful for that. What happens is when language is used as a tool or to command people, and this is not, it's not it. Yes, when people say, they write commands and so on, and they feel that they, if they can command AI or programming, they hold it. It's not. The language is infinite. It comes from the source of life, and it goes through us. And this is what is so beautiful and open about it, because there's no control of what is going to come or what appears in the moment. This is why they say there's a verse, Hatsur, Hatsur Tamim Po'alo. Tsur is one of the names of God. Are you familiar with the name Tsur?
No.
Tsur is one of the names of God, Tsur. Tsur. Let's write it here. Tzadi. Tzadi Vavresh. Tsur. Tsur. Yes. Hatsur. Tamim Paolo. This infinite is innocent in its acting. Or how it acts. V'chol drachav. And all its ways. And we come again to the word ways that you brought from Psalms and Moses. V'chol drachav mishpat. And all his ways are what? Sentence or justice. Depends of how we read the word mishpat. either a sentence or justice. So, Hatsu Tamim. Let's write it here. Tamim Po'alo V'chol Derachav Mishpat. Let's find it. Hatsu Tamim. Tamim is innocent. This is why God was saying to Abram, Hitalech lefanai, go before me, in front of me, and be innocent. Why? Before he circumcised himself, there's a request. Hitalech lefanai veyetamim, go before me, and be innocent. Why? Because calculating is not innocent. This is what it means to go innocent without calculating. I just moved to Abraham because the word innocent is also is spoken before he circumcised himself. So Deuteronomy 32:4. Yes. Hatsu Tamim Po'alo. Hatsu, the infinite, is innocent in its act or as it acts. Ki kol derachav mishpat, because all his ways are just, or is coming as sentence, as to come in speech. Yes, sentence. El emuna ve'en avel. El emuna. El, what is El? One of the names of God. El emuna, faith or belief or trust. Ve'en avel, and there is no distortion. Tzadik v'yashahu, righteousness and honest he is. Let's find it here with the application. This is Deuteronomy 32:4. Let's find it. Deuteronomy 32:4. And post it here. And 4. Yes. This is Shirat HaAzinu, the poetry of listening that Moses put in front of Israel. One second, let's put it here. Yeah. Deuteronomy 32:4. Hatsu Tamim Po'alo. Tanakh, yes. Hatsu Tamim Po'alo. Hatsu is one of the names of God. It is often translated as a rock, but it's not just, yes, the source. Hatsu, the source. Tamim Po'alo, innocent in its act or in its acting. Kichol derachav mishpat, because all his ways are sentence or just. El emuna ve'en avel. When God is faith or belief or trust, en ve'en avel, there is no destruction, there is no disorder. Tzadik v'yasharu. Righteousness and honest he is. One sentence and one moment, look of water. Makes sense, Yanis?
Yeah, it does.
I need to drink. So, Yanis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Iti. Thank you. I really enjoy talking to you.
Lovely evening. See you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.
Shalom.